The forecast for the Upper Niagara River and Buffalo Harbor. Tonight, south wind less than 10 knots, mainly clear. Sunday, south wind 10 knots or less becoming southwest and increasing to 10 to 15 knots. Partly sunny with a late day shower possible. Sunday night, southwest wind 5 to 10 knots becoming variable. Partly cloudy. Monday, northeast wind less than 10 knots. Partly sunny. The water temperature off Buffalo is 70 degrees. The nearshore forecast from Buffalo to Ripley along Lake Erie. Tonight, southeast wind less than 10 knots becoming southwest and increasing to 5 to 10 knots. Partly cloudy. Waves 1 foot or less. Sunday, southwest wind 5 to 10 knots. Chance of showers. Waves 2 feet or less. Sunday night, southwest wind 10 knots or less. Partly cloudy. Waves 2 feet or less. Monday, north wind less than 10 knots becoming northwest. Partly cloudy. Waves 1 foot or less. The nearshore forecast from the Niagara River to Sodus Bay along Lake Ontario. Tonight, southeast wind 10 knots or less becoming south. Partly cloudy. Waves averaging 1 foot. Sunday, southwest wind 5 to 15 knots becoming south. Chance of showers. Waves averaging 1 foot. Sunday night, southwest wind 5 to 15 knots veering to north. Partly cloudy. Waves 1 to 2 feet. Monday, northeast wind 5 to 10 knots becoming east. Partly sunny. Waves 2 feet or less. The water temperature off Rochester is 53 degrees.
A flood warning remains in effect for the Black Creek and Monroe County. As of 3:45 p.m., the gauge level on Black Creek at Churchill was at 6.81 feet and falling slowly. This is down from its crest of 7.85 feet around 6 p.m. Friday evening. The creek should continue to recede slowly, dropping below its 6-foot flood stage by midnight. Extensive lowland flooding has occurred along the creek in Genesee and Monroe counties, especially near Churchville and Chilla and the southern suburbs of Rochester near the airport, but conditions should continue to improve this evening. The crest of 7.85 feet was the highest ever recorded in summer at the Churchville gauge. It was the sixth highest reading at any time in the past 60 years. The record is 9.44 feet in March of 1960. Remember, do not drive your vehicle into areas where the water covers the roadway. The water depth may be too great to allow your car to cross safely. Vehicles caught in rising water should be abandoned quickly. Move to higher ground. Listen to NOAA Weather Radio for further updates. The 6 p.m. weather at Buffalo, it was mostly sunny. The temperature was 76 degrees Fahrenheit or 24 degrees Celsius, the dew point 55 and the relative humidity 48%. The wind was north at 5 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.17 inches and falling. Repeating at Buffalo, it was mostly sunny, temperature 76 degrees. Around the region at 6 p.m. it was sunny, with a temperature of 70 at Erie and 72 at Dunkirk. It was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 73 at Cleveland, 75 at Pittsburgh, and 73 at Toronto. Under mostly sunny skies, Niagara Falls reported 74, Rochester reported 74, and Syracuse reported 74. At Jamestown, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 72. At Dunkirk Harbor, winds were from the north at 4 knots. The eastern Lake Erie buoy winds were from the northwest at 4 knots, and the waves were 0 feet.
This is the NOAA Weather Radio KEB98 in Buffalo and WWG32 in Little Valley. Your source for official weather information for the Niagara Frontier and the Western Southern Tier. KEB98 operates on a frequency of 162.55 MHz and WWG32 operates on a frequency of 162.425 MHz.
Here are the latest weather factors. High pressure over eastern New York and New England will move off the coast late tonight. A weak cold front will move through western and northern New York late Sunday and Sunday evening. It may touch off a few showers in the north county. However, it will have little effect elsewhere. High pressure will once again build over the area behind the front Sunday night and Monday. It remains to be seen how Hurricane Ivan will affect New York. At this time, it appears that any rain from this storm will not affect the area until Friday at the earliest. The official National Weather Service forecast for Northern Erie, Genesee, Niagara, and Orleans counties, including Buffalo, Batavia, Niagara Falls, and Medina. Tonight, mainly clear. Lows in the upper 50s. South winds around 10 miles per hour. Sunday, mostly sunny in the morning. Some increasing cloudiness in the afternoon. Highs around 80. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Monday, partly sunny. Highs in the mid 70s. Northeast winds around 10 miles per hour. Monday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid 50s. East winds around 10 miles per hour. The forecast for Cattaraugus and Allegheny counties, including Salamanca, Olean, and Wellsville. Tonight, mainly clear with patchy fog late at night. Lows in the mid 50s. South winds less than 10 miles per hour. Sunday, patchy fog early in the morning. Otherwise mostly sunny. Some increasing cloudiness in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. Southwest winds around 10 miles per hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid 50s. West winds around 10 miles per hour. Monday, partly sunny. Highs in the mid 70s. Light and variable winds. Monday night, partly cloudy. Lows around 50. Light and variable winds. And now the extended forecast. Tuesday, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid 70s. Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s. Wednesday, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 70s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s. Thursday, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid 70s. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain. Lows in the upper 50s. Friday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain. Highs in the mid 70s. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain. Lows around 60. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain. Highs in the mid 70s.